This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America.
Hello, world, and welcome
to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. To our over-the-road truck drivers, the 18-wheelers, the men, the women, going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thanks for the job you're doing. Also, for the group that's hauling the bulk mail, the U.S. Postal Service workers, thank you so very much for what the job you do, keeping the mail moving along, and our suicide jockeys delivering the gas and the diesel out there to the different stations around the countryside. Thanks for what you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You also can follow us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social, which is President Trump's new website, social website, if you will. And you also can take a look and see what's going on at our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, sign up for the information that we send out there every day, and you'll get it, and you'll know what's going on when it gets to us. All right. Right now, out there in California, IA, we have the man, the myth, the legend. It's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Good morning.
Yes, it's a good morning to you, too. And it's time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Well, Russia has launched an all-out assault to encircle the Ukraine troops off in the east, try to cut them off from their supply lines and capture them and take them off the battlefield. What do you think?
Right. Well, this is, I think, a tactic they're trying to now really take control of these, what they call the separatist claimed areas, the Donbass areas, Donetsk and Luhansk, if I'm pronouncing those correctly. So, yes, this is part of it. And then also they're trying to lay a trap, basically, for the Ukrainian forces that are in those areas.
Yeah. Now, we'll see whether or not the Ukrainians fall for that sort of thing, because suddenly they have some extra heavy-duty equipment that's been delivered to them.
That's right. But in addition, even to those tanks that they were able to repair, the Russian tanks that they disabled and then repaired and are able to use themselves at some point.
Yeah, and I saw them yesterday firing the 155s, the American 155s, the portables mounted up on the big tank chassis. So that was interesting to watch that.
Very much so. We're also seeing, too, Captain, that all this this weaponry and this ordnance and so forth, we're actually seeing how it performs against the Russian military. And even though it's not being used by the U.S. military, let's say, for example, but it is definitely telling the tale that the Russian military can be repelled, and it's being repelled by Ukrainian forces. You know, we just don't know where this is going to go, but at some point, you would think that Vladimir Putin is, I don't think he's going to say uncle anytime soon. I think he's going to do something else. But at the very least, we're seeing the Ukrainian forces be very successful.
Right. And of course, a lot of people, have thought that, the midterms will be Biden's last hurrah once he and his party loses big across America. What do you think?
Well, I do think that everything will change at the midterms, in the sense that if it goes the way we are predicting at this point based on what we're seeing, because something else could come up over the summer. We're already going to see what's happening with the Roe v. Wade, and the economy, of course, is going to be so, I think, or even overshadowed that whole issue. But something will happen, and if the Republicans take control of the House and Senate, I think you'll see a lot of politics change for Joe Biden. He won't have the political cover that he has right now. You'll hear a lot more people talking about maybe he's not really fit to serve, et cetera, et cetera. They'll try to cut their losses at some point.
And abortion disproportionately targets black babies. The CDC says that 74% of abortions in Mississippi were performed on black mothers.
That's what we hear. And, you know, it's just a terrible scourge across our nation. And to find out that it's really disproportionately affecting a particular group of people is very unsettling.
Yeah, and we're going to find out more as we move along. You want to bet?
I think so. I think so, yes.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, folks, I'm going to tease something, because when we come back from this break, we're going to be talking about a lot of different things that have been going on, none any more important than this one thing here, and that is a newly released FBI report on the active shooter incidences in 2021 are causing some interesting developments here in my side of the spectrum, and we'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we shall be right back. Don't go nowhere.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Captain Matt Bruce here. I'll be at Moss Nissan with Tailgate Pro Entertainment this Saturday, noon to 3, in Newport Richey. There's free food plus games and races on the big screen and games like Cornhole, Giant Zynga, and more. Check out Moss Nissan's selection of new and pre-owned cars and trucks. Moss has inventory that the others don't. And for fall sports tailgating, the perfect solution for corporate game day entertainment, go to tailgateproentertainment.com. See you Saturday, noon to 3, at Moss Nissan, 19 and 54, Newport Richey.
Yeah, and bring the kids along because they're going to love it, playing the games and getting all that free food and the television there and the, to be able to sit under the shade tents and all that stuff. Boy, it's really neat. And they go all out. They're pro entertainment. They go all out when they do that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that make that product. And I've been taking it religiously for well over 7 years now. Now, the fact of the matter is, the reason I take it is because it works. And my problem, of course, has always been the swelling in my foot and my ankle and my leg and whatnot. But now it's been compounded because I've got a problem with my right leg that I didn't have before to the degree I do now. And it's working. The product is continuing to work for me. And sometimes I have to take more than one packet, if you will. I take a packet in the morning or whenever I get up, which is usually right around noontime or thereabouts. But I take a packet then, and then I take another one later in the afternoon, around dinner time, if you will. And that takes care of it, and the swelling and all that is taken care of and down. And I just feel so much better because I've got it in my system right now. And if I didn't, I can tell you I'd be a hurting puppy right now with the fact that they had to put staples in my my right leg yesterday to seal something that had busted open because it had stitches. And wouldn't you know, yours truly managed to break the stitches, pop the stitches, so they staple it instead. So there you go. Boy, that felt interesting, too, when that happened. Now, don't forget, you can go to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 3-week quick start. I'm telling you, it's going to work for you because it works for me. And if you don't expect anything, you're going to get something out of the deal. Relieffactor.com/captain. Good product, good stuff. Because after all, Kyle, what's the word?
All you have to lose is pain.
Now, see, you got that memorized, don't you? I'm telling you. All right. Now, a newly released FBI report on active shooter incidents in 2021 revealed four of those killers were stopped by armed private citizens. And the Second Amendment Foundation says this is strong evidence the right to keep and bear arms is as important today as it was when the Constitution was ratified more than 200 years ago.
Yes. Because, Captain, we're still seeing and continue to see these terrible tragedies occur on the large scale that we saw yesterday in Texas, but also, of course, anybody anywhere is subject to violence literally at any time. And when that violence breaks out, a good guy or a good woman with a gun can stop a bad guy with a gun. And it's an obvious truism that is what can happen. And unfortunately, Captain, you've got a lot of people on the left who believe that somehow simply calling for new legislation or believing somehow that criminals will start to obey the law, oh no, I can't buy a gun because it's now illegal, it's going to somehow stop them. What we're dealing with is a hatred problem. We've seen race-based attacks. We've seen just pure evil in that, and then also just the idea somebody wants what you have, and they're willing to shoot you for it. This is the kind of world that we live in. We have to protect ourselves.
And if we had have had just one teacher yesterday that had been armed and been able to defend themselves and take an offensive position against that shooter, that might have stopped it right in its tracks.
Well, exactly right. And it's not something that people relish or want to do in the grand sense. Nobody wants to have to constantly be on the lookout. But because of the degradation that we've seen happen, I'm not trying to be negative, but there are bad people out there. We're seeing this more and more. And certainly after the pandemic, Captain, it's as if some of these switches have been thrown and people are willing to do the most heinous things at the drop of a hat. And so we do have to be able to protect ourselves. I think that's a reasonable approach. Yes, we want to try to restrict and make sure that the people who should never obtain firearms, they don't get them because of their mental state or what have you. But for law-abiding citizens, it's not a fair expectation to think that they can't ever really protect themselves.
Now, Ms. Grantholm, the energy czar, if you will, for the Obama campaign, spoke up and talked about how the president's plans were going to work. You had to give him time, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. But yet, when you take a look at what she said and how she said it, and even though they did have a grill show up yesterday, for lack of better words, where I was at, they got rid of their old one, which was charcoal and gas, and they got a brand new one, which is strictly gas, which is the thing of the future, I guess. Everything's going to be gas, right?
It would appear, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, it was interesting to see what they were going to do with this and how this was going to be the next best idea. But one doesn't know, so we'll have to check it and go from there. All right, let me try something here. Where's my clock? There's my clock. Okay. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for the call. It's Eric in East Tennessee.
He's stealth again.
Hey, sneaky peeky. Hey,
stealth.
Thanks for my call, sir. Yeah, Roger. You guys are talking about, obviously, a bazillion topics going on right now. The most important pinnacle, top of the pyramid tonight's the horrific tragedy and I can't even pronounce the name in Texas, all those other...
Uvalde.
Yes, sir, those poor children, okay, mm-hmm. and their families, that's horrific. Here's the thing, and this is my opinion, and I claim it all my own. If people, the government, state officials, wanted to stop these types of things from happening, 100% protect the children, it would have already been done, in my opinion. Now, you had mentioned Parkland shooting as one of the more recent ones, just particularly down the state.
And Connecticut.
Or in Connecticut, all that stuff, right? You get the student resource officers. I don't know what they're called in all the states, but they're SROs, they're called. And those are usually sheriffs or deputies of some sort, police officers, and depending on the locale, that are, armed and this, that, and the other. Here's the thing, and somebody can call in and correct me if I'm wrong. Once something happens and begins, there's 120 seconds to stop and neutralize the threat in a mass shooting event like it. If it doesn't happen in the first 120 seconds, all bets are off to the carnage that can be caused on a situation like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard and read people, and for a time I will say I admitted to supporting this ideology of arming teachers. Okay, that's awesome, right? Sounds really good. And people are talking about...
We've done it in Florida.
Just like in Israel, right. Well, here's the thing. That's a voluntary thing, mm-hmm. correct? Now, you got the teachers that, hey, I want to be armed. I want to take these classes.
Yep.
Hey, that's all good. That's all good to go. But here's one thing that the teachers' union is the one that was preventing this from going nationwide, in my opinion, because they are protecting the union, and the union is anti-gun. Period. It is not the teacher's job, according to them, to protect the students. The teacher's job is there to teach. So this is a plethora of issues. Excuse me, that are
okay. Did you hear my suggestion from day one about all this?
You've talked about
one way in and one way out.
There you go.
Yep.
An entry control point, an mm-hmm. ECP. You handle it like a soft target. You handle it like you harden your target
yep.
against, and it doesn't just mean putting up, bulletproof glass, or what have you. There are entry control points and access control points to the campus themselves that can be, mitigated or implemented.
Yep.
Now, in Israel, here's the one thing, though. Everybody's talking about using Israel as an example. Israel, in my opinion, has more of a gun culture than the United States.
They armed the teachers.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
They have a different threat profile they have to deal with, number one. Number two, they have conscription in the IDF for 2 years in their service.
Okay.
So everybody there knows how to handle a weapon properly.
Yep.
So that can be more easily
yep.
implemented. Anyway,
okay.
Thanks for my call, sir. Since five.
Thank you. Okay, yeah. They armed the teachers, Kyle. That's the difference between Israel and the United States. Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's another beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we'll be back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News.
A fourth grade teacher is the first victim to be identified in Tuesday's deadly mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Eva Morales was killed while trying to protect her students after a gunman walked into the school and opened fire, according to the New York Times. At least 18 students and two other adults are dead. President Joe Biden appeared frustrated as he addressed the nation on Tuesday night.
I am sick and tired of it. We have to act. And don't tell me we can't have an impact on this carnage.
Vice President Kamala Harris called for action on Tuesday as well. Flags nationwide will be flown at half staff through sunset on Saturday. In addition, police believe the teenage suspect shot his grandmother at the start of the rampage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com. Support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
All righty, and thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man, and we're going to go right back to the telephone lines. We've got Aaron up there in Colorado, the Mile High Country. Good morning there, Aaron. How are you?
Hey, what's up there, Cap? And, of course, how there, Carl, the Professor. Just want to talk about, this horrific shooting. And the root cause of it really, came from my state, unfortunately, of Colorado, with the Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Columbine shooting. And after that, we've had copycat after copycat.
The movie theater.
Copycat. Yeah, oh, yeah, the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. We've had that. And we had a mass shooting out in Boulder, Colorado, not even long ago here in my state. Mm-hmm. So, and even though you have these mass shootings going on in these schools or elementary, I mean, dying, I'm for a kid to die in a mass shooting in this country, it's just so rare. I mean, when you look at the morons in the media, they pump out that, you know, kids are dying in schools like it's going on 365 days a year. And that's just not true. It's not a fact. And the thing is, kids are way safer in their schools than in their homes or in their neighborhoods in this country. And in this country, we take safety for granted. We really really do.
Right.
We take it for granted in this country, our safety. That as soon as you leave your house, 99.9 of us, when we leave our home, we're going to more likely come back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will some of us deal with evil? Some of us will. Now, you got Carl. Carl is a professor, I believe, at a university, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got Carl, who's a professor. Now, he could confront some student or some faculty that goes crazy. It can happen anywhere. None of us are immune from evil. It can happen anywhere, anytime,
right.
Any day of the year.
Right.
So, I mean, here, unfortunately, in my state, when it comes to these mass shootings, even in my state, it's very, very rare that you're going to die in a mass shooting in the state of Colorado, anywhere in this country. And then Steve Kerr, you know, I happened to turn on, and Steve Kerr was ranting and raving about the shooting in Texas. And I'm thinking to myself, and he's going after Mitch McConnell, who happens to be a Republican. And I'm sure Mitch McConnell's, I'm no Mitch McConnell fan, but mm-hmm. I'm sure he supports the Second Amendment and he supports NRA.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants him to do something about it. That's like asking Mitch McConnell to pass legislation that will end murder.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck with that.
Okay.
So anyway, guys, have a good day. Carl, have a good day. And be safe out there.
Oh, you too, Aaron. Thank you very much. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, no, I appreciate what Aaron's saying very much. Absolutely.
Okay, we have another caller. I'm going to go to the line here. I think I know who this is. Is this Elliot in Wesley Chapel?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Captain. Good morning, West Coast Kyle. Look, I got something I want to run by you guys and the American people. Check this out. You know, America, Mike Pence and his wife are supporters of Georgia's governor, Kemp, which I have no problem with. Now, Pence, we all know how spiritual you are. If you are eyeing a run for the 2024 presidency, it will not work. The support for you is not there, okay? Now, what would you call your campaign besides MEGA and America First? Let's not forget Kellyanne Conway. With her hard work and dedication, placed President Trump front and center. It's no doubt she deserves the credit as a loyal, close confidant. Now, Vice President Pence should be paid a salary of $300,000 to challenge all wokers and wokeness, keeping CRT, the fake 1619 History Project, keeping raw conversations about sex carried out by Marxist atheists on our innocent children and grandchildren. Sexual talk to minors has got to stop in our schools immediately. America, we don't know if that woke teacher is expressing a sexual desire to change that child like he or she has by the in meeting with all.
Oops. You're fading out there, Elliot.
I'm sorry, sir?
You were fading out.
Yes, sir. Sir, you know, Pence, we need to know how to keep the devil, you know, out of schools and churches as well. Pence, this is our calling. Trump religious are. Remember, the left has incorporated wokeness in some of our churches by targeting young, fresh ministers. Now, we are calling American way of life. There's all religious institutions and religious sites. Now, as a religious czar, you should seek to remove the satanic movement teaching from our school and churches. Captain, thanks very much. I'm sorry I faded out. Have a great day.
All right. Well, I might have hit a bad cell there or something, but he definitely did cut in and out there for a little bit, didn't he, Kyle?
He did, yeah. It's just a technology.
I mean, I got most of what he said, but the last minute there was a little choppy. But I don't disagree. Again, I do not disagree with anything that Elliot says.
No, Elliot always has something great to say and to talk about. Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. And it's always good to hear from somebody like that. Okay. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, on May the 24th, reacted for the first time to being banned from communion in San Francisco where she lives.
She said the decision is very dangerous. Pelosi said on MSNBC's Morning Joe that the San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Joseph Cardellone recently announced that he was banning Pelosi because of her continued support for abortion, despite the numerous attempts to convince her of the grave evil that she's perpetrating. Now, Cardellone said he held off on the move for years while speaking with Pelosi, but he was also compelled to act after the lawmaker's position on abortion became more extreme. He also noted that she has said that her Catholic faith motivates her support for abortion, which directly opposes Pope Francis and the Catholic teaching.
You know, Captain, the one thing that we can do is we look on the exterior of people's actions, their words, and so forth. Of course, the Lord looks on people's hearts, and I think that's where Nancy Pelosi's issue really does lie. I honestly don't understand how she says, evidently, if her faith motivates her stance on abortion. And so this is a church issue in the grand sense, but she and others are going to be turning this into a political issue. And honestly, the church shouldn't be motivated by politics. The church has every right to administer it itself as it believes it should, according to Scripture. So, you know, it's a political problem, but unfortunately, it's going to, I think, cause a lot of animosity. And she'll still have people who are going to give her communion if that's not going to be some issue. But it really is up to Nancy in her heart. What's going on there?
And very quickly, did you see who is being attached to the White House press staff?
Let's see. Is it Kirby, right, from the Pentagon?
Yeah, but his name isn't Cody.
But Kirby. Yeah, Kirby.
Kirby, yeah, Kirby, John Kirby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is definitely being attached there, and he's going to be the communications director, it looks like, and play a more active role and do some of the press conferences, because the person that's currently doing it, Miss Wonderful, the first gay and black press secretary, is just not able to cut the mustard.
Well, you know, it's interesting. She had filled in for Jen Psaki on occasion.
And had no problem.
And she seemed to be doing just fine. But suddenly now she's moved up to the big show, as it were, and she's having a terrible, terrible time. So Obviously they are trying to do whatever they can to shore up that problem right now.
Yeah, she had a week that was to be remembered by the opposition, not by her. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report number 2 on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that that the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know you get everybody.
1, 2, and 3, 4, step to the left.
My big truck, gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's singing that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Something about a sweet little farmer's child. They got a little blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl.
Ryan, country girl, shake it for me. There you go, Kyle. That's your shaking music for tonight.
I like it. That's actually a pretty good song. I like it.
Oh, yeah, 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 very much so. And I definitely would give it a 10.
Yes, of course.
On a scale of 10, I'll give it a 10. All right, tell us what's going on out there in the West Coast of the weather.
Well, thank you, Captain. Now, last hour we talked about the heat advisory. We'll tell you about that a little bit as well. But we do now have a dense fog advisory on the map. Now, this is going to be along I-80 in the Laramie area. It's going to extend a little bit west, a little bit east and south down towards Cheyenne. So I think that was not there last hour.
Nope.
So you definitely want to be exactly. You want to be aware of that because if you're coming out of Cheyenne heading towards Laramie, you definitely are going to get into some dense fog. So be aware of that. Be careful of that. Also, we didn't talk much about what's happening up in the northern part of the West because there's not much on the map. But 4th of July pass right now is checking in at 40 degrees. Looks like they would have some rain on Tuesday. Wednesday is partly cloudy or partly sunny, depending on how you want to look at it. But Thursday and Friday, forecast for rain up on 4th of July. So be aware of that. We do have that heat advisory in the Central Valley of California from Bakersfield on up towards about Sacramento. And from there, it's really more of a fire weather warning, but you still have high temperatures all the way up to Redding. This is going to head on through the weekend. And then we also have chances of thunderstorms and high winds as we head into the weekend, latter part of the week and into the weekend, up on I-80 from Reno, heading out from there as you're heading out towards Battle Mountain. So be aware of that. Also, it'll extend up towards Susanville in Northern California and down towards Mammoth Lakes there in California as well. So be careful out there, and we will tell you about more next hour. One more quick thing, I should say, and that is going to be around Eagle and Glenwood Springs on I-70. You still got that freeze warning out there tonight, so be careful.
Well, we've got some severe weather in Texas, and I've been watching it all night, and we've had some severe thunderstorms and some flooding, and may have had a tornado or two in this by the looks of it. Right now, the tornado activity is going to be probably offshore Texas by the looks of this. That's where the severe and damaging winds are right now out in the Gulf because it's moved across. Now, we do have rain in the Houston area. It extends to the west about 50 miles, to the north about 50 miles. We do have rain on down the Gulf of Mexico water line there, right there from Houston all the way down to, let me see here, all the way down to just about Brownsville. There's a couple of patches in there where it might not be raining, but then again, coming across the Eagle Pass, you're going to have weather there as well with severe thunderstorms and flooding. It's all through the air. You can't get away from it. Now, we do have rain in the northeastern part of Texas coming out of the Dallas area going east on 20. You're going to have it all the way across, halfway across Louisiana. And then if you're going up I-30 out of Dallas, you're going to have it probably in about 40 or 50 miles of Arkansas before you're out of it. Little tip of the southeast corner of Oklahoma is getting some rain right now. Might be getting some flooding conditions there too. You definitely got weather up in Missouri along I-44, inland from Joplin all the way over to Springfield, and then a little bit further east over there with some flooding going on, some flooding on I-35 coming up out of Oklahoma as well. And when you get on down to back down to the Gulf and you take a look at the weather over there by, let's see, Pascagoula, Mississippi right now, we have some storm activity off the coast there as well as some rough seas along the coastline all the way across over to Tallahassee. And got a little bit of fog to talk about up the East Coast tonight, up around the Chesapeake Bay as well. It's been there just about all week long. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick, then tell us about your show.
Well, folks, don't forget the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. You can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. You can find out about the rewards program. You can also find out about all the other amenities that the Pilot and Flying J offer, including special amenities for RVers as well as we get into the summertime. So that's pilotflyingj.com, and you can find me at kylewarrenshow.com.
All right, and we look forward to talking to you tonight. So thanks very much, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, kylewarrenshow.com. Go over there and catch his program. Now, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from founderscode.com. That's founderscode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Horrible situation yesterday in Uvalde, Texas. Horrible situation. And we're beginning to find out a few more of the bits and pieces of the puzzle, if you will. But run us by what your take is on what you've seen and heard.
Well, I think the count now is it's 19
children.
And right.
And two adults.
Right. I think we're going to find out here that this boy was known to law enforcement. I think we're going to find out that he has made previous death threats. And I think that we have a bigger problem here with people in depression, despair, revenge.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not addressing that.
Mm-hmm.
I heard, okay, well, we're going to have school resource officers, and we're going to have a single point of entry into schools, and, you know, all these kinds of things. Well, all that's good for the time being. But, you know, let's go back a couple of years, in fact, many years. I went all through school, through high school, and there was never a school resource officer. Never.
Nope.
We throw an awful lot of money at police and law enforcement and the court system and all this, and we're not gaining any ground here. We have a societal problem with people among us that have issues, and we're not addressing those. And I would argue that some of these issues are the number of them are getting worse and worse and worse. We're not having that debate. We got bigger things to talk about.
Yeah, and we'll talk about them when we come back, but we will talk about the school resource officers, because a lot of them, folks, because of the budget constraints, were removed, but now they're going to have to come back. They never should have left to begin with. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.